welcome to Women of God on the Frontline, Victorious, a podcast for and about victorious women accepting and celebrating their callings in spite of the many challenges that we face. Today we're going to talk about courage, having biblical courage. Biblical courage can merely originate from one source to be valid. Biblical courage is not the result of self-reliance or self-confidence. Biblical courage is the result of surrender and sovereignty. I'll surrender to God's sovereignty and I'll trust in God's strength, not only our own. There are, of course, many places in Scripture where you can witness courage. However, Joshua shines brightly. There you have all the ingredients of the impossible. But Joshua took courage. Joshua had experienced deep personal loss. He just lost his spiritual father. Moses was dead. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I have given thee, even to the children of Israel. Joshua has presented the only valid source of strength. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. So, the basis of Joshua's courage was to be the presence of God in his life, the promise of God in his heart, and the power of God on his behalf. With that in place, God gave Joshua an order. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Joshua 1:2-5-9. For just a moment, let us view the biblical definition of the word. It involves four facts. One, to be courageous is an order. Therefore, it is a choice of the will. Remember, God only orders us to do what he empowers us to do. Two, to be courageous is a must. For God to be exalted and God's people to inherit the land, Joshua and his hosts had no choice. Either they trusted God or they didn't. They couldn't change the odds or the enemy. All they could do was decide whether or not to be strong. Either they were courageous or they missed the blessing. Three, to be courageous, you must be aware that God is the one who is responsible for the outcome. Be not afraid. Wait, let's say that again. To be courageous, you must be aware that God is the one who is responsible for the outcome. Amen. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. The King James phrase is, for the Lord your God is with you wheresoever thou goest. I gave you the land, God reminded Joshua. So the battle isn't yours, it's mine. No wonder you can be strong. The results aren't up to you. And four, to be courageous is to consciously draw upon the quality of God's character from within you that lets you trust him with the outcome and with your well-being. Merely resting in his sovereignty, oh God. Biblical courage, then, is supernatural confidence in the sovereignty of God in the face of danger or difficulty. It results in the awareness that God has become responsible for both the battle and the outcome. God's power is not limited, and He is in total control. His benevolence is seen in Esther's courageous life. Without her fearlessness, her story would be different. The events in our lives are in God's hands. God, who is so concerned for us, is able to change our pain into joy. Thank you, Jesus. Scripture, be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. 1 Corinthians 16 and 13. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, asking that you empower me to be courageous in and through you. Bless our sisters that are listening on today, oh God, that you empower us to be courageous in and through you. Help us, oh God, not to focus on the outcome or our ability in itself while on the front line, but help us to stay laser focused, oh God, on whose we are and to take courage knowing that we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. We receive and declare a victorious life on the front line through courage. Amen. Thank you for joining. Until the next time, be amazingly blessed.